On behalf of Texas A&M AgriLife and our four agents, Texas A&M AgriLife Research, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, the Texas A&M Forest Service, and the Texas A&M Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Lab, I would also conclude we had a very successful session. Need to really start. You heard both the Chancellor and Tommy Williams talking about the elected officials, but really thanking the elected officials. They both are statewide officials, but also are local officials who work really tirelessly on behalf of both the university and the agency. And then, as mentioned, the Chancellor and the government relations team. This was a team effort, and whenever there was a need to get together and talk about strategy or arrange a visit, the Chancellor was there and the government relations team was there. So thank you for that. On behalf of our four agencies, we were able to maintain funding for many of our key high visibility programs that we already have throughout the state. Some new funding included funding for insect transmitted diseases with Texas A&M AgriLife Research, and this really complements the capital building project here at Texas A&M and the BSL-2, BSL-3 laboratory. So even though this was awarded to an agency, it shows how we're going to be able to leverage some of those resources with the new facility that we're going to have here to be able to work on these zoonotic insect vector diseases. And so that'll benefit, again, the state and the nation and beyond. Behalf of the Extension Service, a unique program, one that Chancellor, we've been, this is really the Chancellor's idea, and it started about 3 years ago probably in terms of thinking about this Healthy South Texas project, this partnership between the Health Science Center, between Texas A&M University Health Science Center, and AgriLife Extension Service, using our extension presence in the counties of Texas to be able to deliver education to communities and be able to utilize the knowledge that's generated here within the medical school, within the various medical communities around the state. So this is a pilot project focusing predominantly on the South Texas, but I think over time it'll become a national, a state model, and then a national model for how we deliver education relative to health care. And then from the standpoint of the Forest Service, they receive pass-through funding for a grants program, $23 million for their volunteer fire department grants. And there's Director Bogus would say, these are dollars that allow Texans to help Texans. Grant program for our volunteer fire departments to allow them to purchase much-needed equipment, protective gear, and to participate through tuitions in the Fireman's Training School offered here at A&M in conjunction with our engineering agency partners. So overall, very good session for our agencies. And again, thank you to our elected officials and to the Chancellor and Tommy, to the government relations team, for everything that your group did to help us during the session. Thank you.